What would you call your podcast?
The Sharma Sutra.
I like that. The Sharma Sutra.
And we'll bring in comics to tell stories about chicks that they picked up on the road.
Oh, man.
Or how to. Like, what is their go-to move? Because, like, Elvis had, like, what Elvis would do is, when he was in a concert, you know how he would bend down and shake people's hands?
Yeah.
If he shook your hand with his left hand,
yeah,
that means, that signaled his guys to come get that girl.
That kind of move.
Yeah, and take her backstage and.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't have guys watching me to do that.
Yeah.
All right, Raj. Well, you get the idea of this is the Talking About Billy podcast.
Yeah. We're telling stories. Basically, you said it was telling stories from the road, like telling stories about anything.
Anything. We ended last week on talking about people's bad game, and I told a story about listening to a comic Billy spit game to a girl.
Yeah.
And it was just so pathetic.
I think it's a big misconception that all comics can talk to women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people think, they're like, oh man, you're up to, on stage all the time, and you know, there's crowds, and you talk in front of hundreds of people. And
dude, it's tough.
Here's the thing. I don't know how to open.
Yeah.
I can close pretty well.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to open. Because I'm from that generation that had lines.
Yeah.
Like, we had lines.
Yeah.
Like, you go, here's what you do, bro. You go up, and this is what you say. You're like, are you in Miss King, are you in Miss King Will's theater class? And then she'll talk back to you. You know, like, I mean, like, so that was like.
And you're like, I'm 32.
Yeah, which was very. I don't know why I was hanging out in the mall with those guys. I really had nothing to do that day. I guess it was a lot different than with social media now, and now. Have you seen this one? For farmers only, or whatever. That's one that's a dating service for farmers.
No.
Yes. The slag line is city folks don't get it. Yeah. So I mean, but going back to what I'm saying, like, I don't know. Like, do you know how to open? Do you know how to, like, cold open? Like, go in immediately?
No, not at all.
No?
No, I don't know how
to
open.
So they have to approach you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The best open I've ever had is, you look lonely. That's it.
That's the meanest shit you can say to somebody ever. What if she, like her dog had just died that day?
Dude, I'm going for those heartbroken chicks.
Oh,
bro.
Is that like, you go for the emotionally damaged ones?
Yeah, I don't need some with self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Women are terrible at hitting on guys. They're just as bad. They don't have lines either.
You think so? I don't think they need lines.
Yeah, because they kind of like come up and I've noticed they're just as awkward. They don't need lines, but they do.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, hey, you did really good, and I can't wait to see another show, and I love your hair, bye, and they leave.
Shouldn't that be your cue to track them down, like to go after them?
Oh man, I'm the star. You need to come after me.
That's true. And it's so funny that you say that, but I really think like that. I'm like. I'm the star here.
Yeah.
You're not the star of this part of the show.
Exactly.
The star of the after party.
And I will not go chase a girl. Like, if they're like, so where are you going afterwards? I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
Well, come over. No, I'm not going to where you're at.
Right. So you can't cold open. So we agree with that. Like, I can't cold open.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of.
I had one moment.
Yeah.
I had one moment. I think it was my finest moment ever.
Yeah.
As far as having some sort of game. I was in Boston, and as I'm on stage, there's a girl, Indian girl, in the audience, and I'm like, that's the prettiest Indian girl I've ever seen in my life. I'm selling merch after the show.
Yeah.
And she says, good show to everybody, and walks past me like I don't exist.
Oh,
man. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Whatever. So my buddy Arun used to live here, but he was going to MIT. So he's like, hey, there's an after party for your show. We're all going. I was like, all right, I'll meet you at the bar.
Yeah.
So I'm standing next to Arun, I'm like, hey man, you bought my buddy Paul Varghese, you bought him a shot on stage, but nothing for me. And he's like, well, let's do a shot right now. He's like, who wants Jaeger? So he gets a line of Jaegers, and he goes, he's about to pick him up. He looks over his shoulder, goes, oh wait, give me one more. He's like, Samita, come here.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and it's that girl.
Oh,
but there's
damn.
No guy with her.
Oh shit.
Right. We start joking and going back and forth, and I'm being a little flirt, just being flirty with everybody in the group. And
you're making me fall in love with
you. She says something. She goes something about meeting her father. She's like, well, when you have to tell that joke when you meet my father one day. I was like, am I already meeting your father? Oh. Like, we already got to that point?
Yeah, and it's that whole moment where it's like, okay, the conversation's going.
Right, it's right
where
now.
Where do I...
It's right now. And yeah. I go, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh,
and
shit.
And she goes, absolutely.
Yeah.
This was my line. It was fucking good. I go... And it was true. It just turned out to be a really, really cheesy line. So get out. If you guys want cheese on anything, get it out, because I'm about to give you all the cheese you need
for
it.
Put it on my double cookie.
that sounded awful. Put your cheese on my double cookie. We have to come up. I'll get back to the story in a second. But we have to come up with a complete lingo for comics and comics only. Like, we have to find out what put your cheese on my double cookie
means. Put your cheese on my double cookie.
Like, nobody would know what does he keep asking for? Like, nobody knows.
Hey, yo, that means drop that game, motherfucker. Yeah. If you got good enough game, you could put cheese on double cookies. It don't matter.
That's what it is. It's putting cheese on double cookies.
Put some cheese on that double cookie.
There we go. Okay, so I go, I have to tell you this.
Yeah.
Right now, because if I don't, yeah. I will hate myself forever.
Yeah.
Knowing that I had the opportunity to say this to you and I didn't.
Yeah.
But you're the most beautiful Indian girl I've ever seen in my life. And I wanted you to know that. And on top of that, like, I wanted to be able to tell you because I wanted to get that out from me because
yeah.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening and not slapping me. And I start to walk away and she doesn't grab my hand. She grabbed my pinky.
Oh, right? That's
and
a
she
good
goes,
one.
She goes, and she outlined me. She
what
goes,
did she say?
From the minute I saw you on stage till right now, you have no idea how bad I've wanted to kiss you.
Damn, son.
Yeah. And I was like,
she put cheese on that double
cookie. She put cheese on that double cookie. She put double cheese, extra cheese on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and then we're having a good time. We're making out. We're having drinks. Everything's going good. Right then. Like, her cousin comes up and she's like, get in the car. He just broke up with me. It's bullshit.
Ah, damn.
And her boyfriend had just broke up with her. So damn. She's like, I got to go get my number and call me later. Call me when you get to the hotel and I'll try to come by.
Yeah.
So I don't hear from her. I'm, you know, sending out messages and I'm texting or whatever. And the next day, my buddy Arun goes, I heard you were making out with Samita at the bar. I was like, I know, brother. I was like, I was pissing her fan club off bad.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, thank God her fiance wasn't there. They got in a fight on the way to the comedy club.
Oh, shit.
So that's why she didn't say anything to you.
Yeah.
I was like, this scandalous bitch.
I think I almost had that once, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody was hating. I didn't know.
Oh, really?
But everybody else was calling.
Oh, I mean, I had people standing on the dance floor. They weren't even dancing. They're just standing there.
Yeah.
And they're like, so how do you know Samita? I'm like, never met her before. Tonight.
It happens.
Yeah.
But I, you know, if I know somebody is engaged.
Yeah.
Or is married, I don't talk to them. Boyfriends, I don't give a shit about. Especially if it's not like years. If it's years, yeah, that boyfriend counts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you got a pet together, okay, yeah.
I love how you have certain guidelines.
Yeah, man. Well, if it's like I'm dating this guy for a week, doesn't count. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Right. What if it's been in a year? They've been into it a year and it's going badly.
Oh, man.
It's not.
Just
working.
Don't tell me about it, girl.
It's not working.
Just
and
don't
she
talk
wants,
about it.
And she wants.
I'm
to
like,
find...
girl. Don't take the cheese off my double cookie right now.
you know you have to have shirts that. Made now that say.
Don't do that. Don't take the cheese off my double cookie, baby.
One day when we're making movies with our own budgets and our own cast.
That's going to be the name of the production company.
But that line has to be in every movie. Like, you know, like, what's his name? John Landis has See You Next Tuesday in every movie that he does.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
American Werewolf, Thriller video. Like,
yeah,
everything
yeah.
he's done, he has the line, See You Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have to have that, like,
let's do it.
Can I get cheese on the double cookie? Like,
yeah.
It has to be, like, in a restaurant scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever,
yeah.
But we know. Like, that was created in my apartment.
And or like, if it's a scene where, like, two guys are checking out of a hotel and they're like, you know it was $200 a night. You're like, God, dude, you really going to do that? You going to take the cheese off my double cookie?
or it could be a police, like a buddy cop movie.
Yeah. Oh, like, it's yeah, like, we got him.
Yeah, we got him. We got those bastards. We put cheese on those double cookies.
There you go.
Yeah,
boom.
I like it. I like it. It's going to take over Hollywood.
Yeah, dude, I got guidelines, man. You know,
that's good, because I know a lot of guys that don't.
Like, if you don't tell me, you don't tell me.
Yeah.
But in my mind, there's plenty of single girls out there.
Yes.
Okay, so Houston, Texas, one of my first road gigs, I used to do this joke about fucking to Rob Zombie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this chick came up to me after the show and said, I'd fuck you to Rob Zombie any day. And she got my number, right? And so we were hitting each other up, whatever.
Okay, I was gonna, like, that's when you get back, like, your hotel and you cannot find the Rob Zombie CD?
No, well, this is what happened. It didn't happen that night. She went somewhere. It was that whole thing, follow me over here to whatever. And I'm like, I can't because I was with a very controlling headliner and his cousin.
Billy, I know
him. Yeah. Yeah, Mean Billy and Little Billy, right? Because Little Billy was part of the story right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So finally, the next day, she told me, she's like, come on over. And my sister's here. So, you know, I was like, cool. And I decided to take Little Billy with me.
Yeah.
So I went, and her sister had fallen asleep. And she, of course, was talking to me. She was dressed in a nice little mini skirt, which she revealed she didn't have any panties on underneath.
Nice.
Eventually. So I was like, okay. But I got Little Billy with me. So I don't know how to do this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm like, all right, dude, do I leave? Because I never had that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And as she went to the bathroom, Little Billy turns to me and says this, if you don't fuck her, I will. And I was like, and you know what's so funny, man? I've been told that so many times by people. I don't know if I'm just that guy that they feel like saying that to.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a friend say that?
Yes. I think that's a very typical thing. Like, hey, man, if you don't go over there, I will.
Yeah. So so he said it to me, and I said, all right. And I took her in the room, and my Rob Zombie CD was in the car, so it was Godsmack.
Okay. Godsmack that ass.
Godsmack that ass too. Voodoo.
Dope, man.
Which is a dope ass song, bro.
Yeah, and then you put cheese on the double cookies.
I put cheese on that double cookie. I was like, let's go back to your room, whatever.
Yeah.
And I felt
dirty as fuck.
King. No, I felt fucking dope as shit, man. She's cute. She was a little sweetheart, right?
Yeah. I had that happen.
I felt awesome because I took it away from somebody.
Yeah.
Who thought, you know, that
he's
he was
going
to out-alpha me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy thought
you pissed on his leg.
Yeah, and that's what made me the most happy was that here was this guy that was about to bully me.
Yeah.
And not only did I fucking handle it, he was asleep in the living room. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's right. Go to sleep, bitch.
I had this happen to me once. I was in college. I'm sitting. I go inside, and there's my buddy, Steven, standing by the bar. So there's a bunch of girls there. Start talking, make a couple of them laugh, tell a couple quick jokes, grab my drink, sit outside. This girl that I didn't know literally walks up and sits on my lap. Like, sits down. I was like, all right. Doesn't say a word. Doesn't say hello. Doesn't say anything. Is just sitting there for, I don't know, 5-7 minutes. Right? And I'm like, all right, she's not saying anything. That's weird. Maybe she's just really shit-faced.
Yeah.
So I go, hey, sweetheart, I gotta get up. I gotta get I gotta get something out of my trunk.
And boom.
It gets way better.
No, but I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah.
Right? You know what that move was right there?
Huh?
That was putting yourself back in charge.
Yeah.
Because I've seen dudes where a girl will get like right next to him or sit on their lap.
Yeah.
And they let it linger a little too long.
Yeah.
And they never take the charge again. And then like they get kind of shuffled out, and the guy's trying to get her back on the lap.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
Have you ever thought about teaching a seminar?
No, because I would fail. But it's that
I never looked at it like
that. It's that weird move of hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I got to move.
Yeah.
So
I move her, and I go to my car to get more beer out of the trunk.
Yeah.
So I'm opening the trunk of my car. I get the beer out. I start putting the trunk down, and I just see a shadow, like, coming up.
Yeah.
And I put these down, and I reared back like I was going to punch, and it's her.
Yeah.
And I just was like, don't ever do that again, because I almost punched you.
Right?
So, yeah. So
that got her, bro.
I go, she goes, can I help? I was like, carry one of these. And so we do. We carry one. She carries one of the 24 packs, whatever. And one
boom,
of
heaviest one.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're sitting there. She straddles my leg. We're in the kitchen of her sorority house. We've ended up there now. I'll just jump ahead in the story. And three of her sorority sisters are there.
Yeah.
And men aren't supposed to be inside the house.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed inside the house, but we were sitting there.
Yeah.
And they start talking about me as if I'm not there. So they're like, well, what do you think? I mean, he's really cute. I mean, what do you think? And she's like, yeah, I mean, I really like him. I'm like, I'm just looking back and forth. And then hear these words. So you, like, what are you guys going to do? You going to fuck him or what? She goes, yeah, I'm thinking about it. Like, I'm thinking about fucking him right now.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why don't you ask him to go? And I go, why don't you ask? I'm sitting right here. Like, yeah. Why doesn't anybody ask me anything right now? Like, yeah. Maybe I have an early morning. Yeah. Like, maybe it's not possible.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Dude, you did four fucking major moves right there, homie.
Four
cheeses on that motherfucker right there.
On that double cooking?
You put four on... No, you put two on that girl and one on each of her friends just in case. That was her friend's way of saying, if you don't fuck him, we will.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But, like, college was easy like that. Like,
okay, so let's break down your four major moves that you did to that
Okay.
All right.
Let's break down my moves.
First move, I already said. You moved her off your
left. Got her out of the way. Regained control.
You gained control. Exactly.
Regained control.
Regained
it. Yeah.
Because she tried to, you know, sitting on you. That's a very alpha move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If a dude sat on you and didn't move.
Yeah.
That's a pretty extreme move right there, all right?
If a dude sat on a girl and didn't move, I thought that would be weird, too.
Yeah, that would be, too. Yeah. And, you know, you got to be my size to pull that off.
Yeah.
And as adorable.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You are insanely adorable, by the way.
Yeah.
But you're aware of that.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
So, then... You went to get the beer, right?
Yeah.
Second move was when you almost punched her.
Yeah.
Not you didn't get scared and screamed. You reared up like, I will punch whoever this is.
Yeah.
That feared her. There is the fear and
so
love.
It's like he'll protect me.
Fear and love release the same
That's some creepy rapist talk. Like,
it is.
Fear and love release the same endorphins.
They do because that's why so many people stay in abusive relationships.
Oh.
Because they think they're in love.
Okay.
They don't realize, no, you're afraid of the person.
Third
move, making her carry the beer.
Nice.
Boom.
Yeah.
You didn't say, hey, I'm going to handle this. Like, if you're going to be here, at least do something.
Yeah.
Be productive.
Yeah.
And then that also gave her a challenge. Like, I can show them I'm productive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the fourth move was speaking up.
Yeah.
That's it. The fourth move was the last thing. Like, hey, I'm right here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to talk to me like I'm not here.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
You made them remember. Just kind of like we do on stage.
Yeah.
It's so funny because we do that move when somebody talks.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm on. I can hear you. There's not.
Yeah. It's not TV.
How intense. That gets people, man.
Yeah. I
you
didn't.
Know?
That's a great breakdown of
yeah.
that one night in San Marcos, Texas.
And you said, boom, son.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
like it.
That was I never thought of it that way. Here's the thing. I don't look at things like that. I don't analyze everything
you
else.
You can't. You look at things like that, you fuck up your game.
Really?
Yeah.
I fuck up the cheese on the double cookies?
You cheese on the double cookies. You can take hints like, oh, shit, I got to regain control of this situation.
Right. But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think, like, I've lost the situation.
Yeah.
Like, when she sat on my lap, I was like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought, but I legitimately had to get up. So I was like, I got to go. Like, it wasn't like I was like,
that this was
I got to regain this control.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know I'd done that.
Yeah.
So you can accidentally... hook up with a girl that thinks you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
so
basically.
That's basically your go-to move.
Yeah, my go-to move is just, really it's just being, just letting them know that they're not the prize for me.
Wow.
You know?
Wow, I like that.
And it's just one of those
things. They're not even a single cookie.
No, they're not even a single cookie. And it's not being
they're not even fat
it's not being
cheese.
Cocky. It's because, hey, you know what? If we both hook up, both of us are going to get just as much fun out of it.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, it's no longer telling the girl like, "Look, don't act like you're not getting something out of this too."
Yeah, you know, I was in India and I was doing shows and I said it on stage. And I was like, "Women like to fuck just as much as guys like to fuck."
Yeah.
Like they do.
Yeah,
like,
and that's why they started protesting.
Well, yes.
That was a bad message to put out there. Did you sell those shirts?
No, I didn't. I did not sell out of those shirts, for sure. But no, yeah, it's and the women cheered. Like, for the first time ever. I mean, they were going bananas. Like, yeah, somebody sang it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just satisfactory for one side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're 100% right.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good Billy headliner. And I saw his game, talking about game, right? There was this girl that was hanging around him. And this Billy is also up there.
Yeah.
You know, big in the ranks.
Yeah.
Well worth, you know...
a few million dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this girl was kind of just hanging around, right, wherever he was at. We were at a hotel in the hotel lobby because the hotel lobby kind of like was a club.
Yeah.
And Billy was just, you know, enjoying some music, not paying attention to the girl, but you could see the girl was trying to inch close and close.
Yeah.
And he was just doing his thing, enjoying the music, talking to the DJ, right?
Yeah.
And as the girl was going to turn and walk away, Billy grabs her hand and squeezes it.
Yeah.
And then lets go and goes back to doing his thing. And wow. She stayed there.
Wow.
And I was like, that's his move.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His move was...
Don't go anywhere.
Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry. You're still here. I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great.
And I was like, damn. And it was just that little bit of touch, that pinky touch. Remember how you said the pinky? Just that little pinky like, hey, I got you. And it's so funny how that little of a touch is enough for some people.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, I was about to walk away, but no, he touched me.
Yeah. That's great, man.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, that was a good move, man.
Yeah.
You know, that was a damn good move.
That's pretty impressive. I need to
Yeah.
I need to step up my squeezing game.
You know what? A girl just wants to know that you know she's there. Hey, I know you're there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I know you're there.
Yeah. Let me handle that one time and fractured a girl's wrist. I just squeezed.
You squeezed your wrist too hard.
Ah! Broke it.
Like, and then you were like, I'm going to be there all night.
In the emergency room.
In the emergency room right
next
to you, babe.
That's how passionate I am.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah,
man.
You go. You're headed to the Laugh Factory, so have fun with that.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. And that was Talking About Billy with Raj Sharma. You can keep up with Raj at all his traveling at
comedianraj.com, Facebook/comedianraj, R-A-J,
yeah.
And then Twitter, Comedian Raj. So thanks, man. I appreciate
it. All right. Bye.